This technique is called body scan, and it's a way of bringing the awareness and holding the awareness in one part of the body, or traveling from one end of the body, from top to bottom or bottom to top, and layer by layer bringing awareness to it, and thus noticing where there are areas of tension that we can help to soften, or the areas of that have been neglected, areas that have been taken for granted because they're not making any noises. It's a way of holding the awareness in the body, moment by moment, in this living body, thus being present with each living moment. And it's a way of taking the awareness away from the busy mind, which wants to go into the past and in the future, make up stories, wonder about catastrophizing, remembering the negative, etc. So what do? We need to give the mind something else to do. It's very much unlikely that we can say, I don't want to think about that, because chances are we will think about just that. And especially certain stubborn areas that are from the emotions, from our history, from our fears, it seems that we can't get away from thinking about them, especially when we're trying to relax or sleep or get other things done. So let us begin then by sitting in your chair, on your cushion. You can also do this lying down. Close your eyes. Rest your hands comfortably. Let them fall where they naturally fall, without contortions. No particular ways of holding the hands are needed. And bring your awareness to the breath, meaning notice the beginning of the in-breath. Bring attention to the nostrils and notice the air flowing in with each breath. Every 4 seconds or so, a new breath. So not to worry if we miss one, especially with a busy mind and just beginning this meditation. It takes a little determination to bring the awareness back again and again to the nostrils. You can also, either separately or in conjunction with other techniques, place a hand, a palm of one hand, gently on your heart space, and another one on your belly, just above the belly button. Let it rest there and notice your own breath. I find this particularly helpful when my mind is agitated and I'm unable to settle down because I'm so upset or preoccupied with something, a thought, a discomfort, a worry. So by bringing my attention through the hands to my body, I can feel this body that's so easily left behind as the thoughts rush ahead. We say, whoa, just a moment. Where is this body? Where is this that I call I? Where is my body? So to begin with, and for this particular recording, we're just going to practice scanning by using just one part of the body, and that's your hands. The hands, let's say they're always there, unless we have lost the use of one hand or the feeling of one hand. Let's just say we have both hands, and they're not particularly painful right now. So let us just bring awareness in one or both hands, You can just do that if you need to briefly make a fist out of your hands and squeeze them and then let them go. That would be one way to bring awareness to your hands and thus anchor the awareness there. So pinching or squeezing or making a fist and pushing really hard and then letting it go. We now know we've made a marker. Say, that's where the hands are. That's where they are, not because we know anatomy or we can imagine the hands, but we're actually, in this moment, feeling the hands from within. Do it again. Squeeze the hands, make a fist, and squeeze as hard as you can stand it. Hold it to a count of three. Three, and then open. Unfold the fingers gradually and notice. Notice the sensations. Sensations don't make a distinction between palm of the hand or little finger or big finger. There's just this sensation of release after squeezing. The blood is returning, circulating freely, the nerves are relaxing, perhaps there's a temperature change. Maybe you feel some tingling. Some prickling, especially after the blood has been briefly interfered with the flow. There's this filling up again and this feeling of I have hands with very light gloves on. So we will concentrate on the hands for this recording, for this practice. So I invite you to bring your mind's attention from wherever it is to your fingers and your hands right now. And feel whatever it is you feel. It'll be different for each one of us. And so I'm merely pointing, rather than telling you what I'm feeling. You feel, you sense in your fingertips, in your nails, your knuckles, the palms, the back of the hands. Just be there with your awareness. And if you find your mind drifting off, you may want to label any thought that comes along as simply saying, thought, thought, which acknowledges the thought but does not mean getting into it, feeding it, embellishing it. Simply thought or thoughts, and then use the word hand or hands. This is a wonderful way of shifting awareness, both experientially but also linguistically. By saying the word hands, the mind goes, oh, hands, where are they? Thoughts, hands. And then we sit or we lie and we just again and again bring our awareness to the hands. And bring the breath there as well. Yes, it is possible, without thinking about it too much, to breathe in into the hands and out of the hands. Sort of make the hands part of my breathing awareness. Until there's a sensation. Oh, I'm actually feeling my hands. And of course I say hands, it may just be one finger that you're noticing, or two, or several. I don't exactly know how many fingers there are as I'm sitting here. I merely know that there are fingers, and that there is a palm of the hand, and I have a sense of the configuration, the curvature, of hands, maybe one hand holding the other, or the hands lying on my knees or on the floor, palm up, palm down. Please investigate for yourself for the next few minutes. Not visualize as if you're looking from a bird's eye view, but to actually from within the soft pair of gloves, explore the qualities, the texture, the temperature, the moisture, the volume of your hands. And where is your awareness now? Sense your hands. Breathe in and out of the hands. Feel the weight, the presence of these hands, moment by moment. Find yourself thinking, stop right there and say, thoughts, and then say, hands, and with that label, acknowledge that there are thoughts, but don't get involved, and by saying hands, redirect the awareness to these hands. And the sensations in the hands will change every time you pay attention. They may feel heavier or lighter from moment to moment, or warmer, cooler, hot. Perhaps there's a difference in sensation between one hand and the other, between the top of the hand and the inside of the hand. Just notice and keep your attention on the breath, because that's the real time. This breath can only happen now. And by directing the awareness of the breath to the hands, we bring our awareness to the hands moment by moment. This is what's happening now, and now, and now. Before I leave you here to practice on your own, you know that this is a wonderful tool to use at any time, even in public places. You just sit, maybe close your eyes, bring your awareness to your hands, squeeze them first and relax them. And for those few moments, you are paying full attention to this body, and you're also living in real time, not in the imagined future, not in the long gone past. You're actually present with this moment, this heartbeat, this breath. May your life go well.